That was on the radio. That was on RTE Lyric FM. I have no idea what's coming next. Let's just see what it is first. Now, my ability to recognize pieces of classical music which are instrumental is weak in comparison with my ability to recognize opera. And I'm wondering who this is, and I won't even guess. I'm assuming that this is not the overture to an opera. It doesn't feel like one. Of course, I could be well wrong. However, thank you very much for tuning in. And the reason I'm making this audio boo, Paul O'Mahony making this audio boo, is that I am thinking about the upcoming October Musical Festival on audio boo. It's called Octaver, and it ran last year in 2012, and this is the second year. And for those of you who have never heard of it, let me just say that it's an opportunity for people to get to know each other's musical taste and a bit more of the kind of music and a bit more of the kind of person, I suppose, that loves or dislikes the music. So it's a kind of open communal activity, and it starts on the 1st of October, and people can join in at any time. And some people, many people, I think, will do their very best to post some musical content with a bit of audio, or perhaps no audio with it, every single day in October. I have mixed impulses in relation to how I'll approach Octaver. One is, when I heard a man from Montreal, Stefano Landi, known as Slandy on Audio Boo, suggest that it should be all rock, and he was interpreting something that Sassy Cat said on Audio Boo, I had an impulse to go in the other direction initially. I thought, well, look, if everybody's doing rock, I'll do opera. I've always had a contrary side to me. And now I'm thinking, well, why wouldn't I just do rock? I'm a child of the rock generation, if you like. And in other words, I'm a child of the 1960s, musically. And it would certainly give me an opportunity to revisit the 1960s if the only music I really shared was rock music. But I have another idea, which again came from Slandy, Stefano, and it was that a number of people dislike opera. That number could be very high, or have an antipathy, or, you know, have a disinterest in opera. And I have been I was a mad raving fan. And I just wondered how would anyone try to persuade somebody who had no interest in opera to start with to give it a go? And I suppose I don't just mean the tunes, you know, the well-known pieces of opera which are often sung as solo pieces or duets, but they're not put in a context, and they may well be loved, but the dramatic context, the story behind the music and the songs can often be missed. I can think of many that would have been used in advertising, for example. Well, the music is terrifically dramatic and, you know, would stir people on video or on audio. even in the cinema, would stir memories or associations, or there'd be a certain kind of familiarity. You know, a bit like the Strauss recorded Austrian waltzes, and people who are into waltzing would really know a lot of Strauss's waltzes. So I'm just thinking, with the music in the background, and I have no, this is not a conversation or a, to be fair to it, monologue or a duet, which is designed to reach a conclusion. But it was really kind of trying to listen to myself thinking out loud and seeing what it would be like to share it in order to get an overall sense of what would, I suppose I would have to admit, give me personal satisfaction. And secondly, along with that, other people might, some other people might be particularly interested in. It's absolutely certain that if you're going to do your taste in music, there'll be some people who listen to it and say, oh, yuck, can't stand that. But, so you can never hope to please everybody. But you can certainly aspire, have the ambition to connect with some people who love it. And therefore you concentrate on
the
it,
the Oratorio Peak Dam, one of the great Suppé overtures from old Vienna, Franz von Suppé's music, the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, and Neeme Järvi was conducting here on Classical Daytime. We have Beethoven up close. It's a live event happening at the National Concert Hall this afternoon at 1:05 with the RT National Symphony Orchestra. The broadcaster and conductor, Charles Hazelwood, an outstanding communicator. You may have seen him on quite a number of BBC programmes and an advocate for bringing orchestral music to a much wider audience. Well, he's in Dublin today to talk about Beethoven's symphonies, to illustrate with music played by the RT National Symphony Orchestra.
Time to go, I have to say. Bye. And thank you very much for listening to me and the music.